Good morning. This is Gracie and Brooke with your 9am Zedlines. A warning to listeners, this story discusses historical abuses of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. In local news, a new proposal from Queensland State Government will plan to build a Toowoomba bypass alongside the 6,000-year-old sacred site, Gumungoro. Gumungoro is a culturally sensitive site for Aboriginal people, used for male initiation rituals until the 1800s when Aboriginal people were forcibly relocated to segregated reserves. The bypass will not go directly through the site, but the proximity means the department will need to converse closely with traditional owners to ensure historic significance is preserved. Currently, the Queensland Government is not seeking other options with First Nations leaders, concerned for the thousands of years of culture that could be destroyed because of the development.
Four Brisbane train stations are expected to be closed for at least 10 months from January next year to undergo a $370 million accessibility upgrade. Morningside, Lyndon, Benyo and Buranda stations will each close to allow the construction of new pedestrian bridges, lifts and platform changes to improve disability access. Transport Minister Mark Bailey says while the work will cause disruptions, it will overall improve Brisbane's rail network.
A warning to listeners, this next story discusses historical abuses of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and mentions people who have passed. In national news, an investigation by The Guardian has revealed more than 740 First Nations peoples are likely to be buried in unmarked graves at three former Western Australian missions. Spanning over decades, they were most likely buried with no record at three church and government-run missions at Moore River, Curraloop and New Norcia. Survivors of the missions are calling for suspected burial sites to be excavated, with bodies identified and the remains returned to their communities, while others want the graves to be honoured with the proper recognition. If you or someone you know would like support, please call the 24-hour Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Crisis Support Helpline on 139279.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the average worker's wage went up 3.9% in the last year. Pointing to new analysis of data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the government says an average full-time worker is now earning around $3,700 extra since the Albanese government's election in May 2022. This data is based on an average across the economy, with many workers unlikely to see nearly that much extra in their paycheck. Dr. Chalmers stresses that the government wants to continue seeing strong, sustainable wage growth.
In international news, the G20 summit has come to a close, with the world's most powerful leaders discussing issues surrounding the war in Ukraine, climate change, trade agreements, infrastructure, and cryptocurrency. In a joint declaration, the represented nations called for upholding territorial sovereignty, humanitarian law, and peace and stability in Ukraine. However, they did not condemn Russia for the conflict. Russia has called the summit an unconditional success, with the language on the invasion of Ukraine noticeably softened compared to last year's summit. The next summit will take place in Rio de Janeiro next year.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.